This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Listen to me very, very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. The final pieces of the puzzle fell into place today. It is now official that the permanent lockdown will never end and will only get tighter, and is designed to cause mass starvation and total collapse, not just of the third world, but of the third world, causing a triggered collapse of the first world. It's all coming up today, and David Icke will join us on the very same subject with a detailed analysis of the second half of the broadcast. It is official. The COVID-19 tracking systems have been rolled out across the world. They're already here. Major universities have just announced that you will not be allowed to leave campus, and that you will all have to have a issued cell phone authorized that has a tracker app on it, and that if you leave for the entire semester, you will be expelled. Everywhere you go will be tracked. You will live in a bubble. Basically, you'll have a ankle bracelet, but it's a phone. This has been the plan, but now it's official. And that's what Bill Gates is saying. Everyone will have these. You will not leave your house without one. Also, the UN has announced, and it's now happening, they're going to take your children while they test you and see if you have COVID. So it's about power. It's about total control. And it's about destroying the economy and vertically integrating things. They also say at these universities you can only go to the stores they authorize. And you tattle on people not wearing masks, then it's going to be those that don't have their inoculation records on the app. This is the dystopian takeover. But humanity is fighting back. There's major resistance to it. I had a detailed talk yesterday with a doctor that laid it out for me that I ran into on the street. But first, veteran tells county in California to take the mask off, since it's not going to be peaceful much longer. Here is the powerful report from InfoWars.com.
Zapata, I wasn't going to speak. I was asked to speak here, you know, Sheriff, good to see you. I'm telling you guys, you know, I'm pretty appalled at what's going on. You know, at first we sat as concerned citizens and we all wanted to figure out how to best navigate our way through this whole COVID thing, you know. And as we realized that it's not quite as dangerous as we thought it'd be, you know, I was absolutely appalled and cowardice, you know. And as you're sitting there with your masks on, I don't blame you for wearing masks, because I'd be hiding my face too if I was you for what you're doing. It's absolutely horrendous what you're doing to these people. I'm a business owner, and I'm telling you, our families are starving. You know, you guys can sit here with your jobs, you can sit here and you're going to get paid, you can fall asleep in your chair like that gentleman's doing behind his mask right there, okay? And I'm telling you right now, that right now we're being peaceful. And you better be happy that we're good citizens, that we're peaceful citizens. But it's not going to be peaceful much longer, okay? And this isn't a threat. I'm not a criminal. I've never been a criminal. But I'm telling you, the good citizens are going to turn into real concerned and revolutionary citizens real soon. And nobody else is going to say that. I'm probably the only person that has the balls to say what I'm saying right now. That we're building, we're organizing, and we'll work with law enforcement or without law enforcement. But you won't stop us when time comes, because our families are starving. And if you don't hear the seriousness of my voice, I hope you open your ears and you absolutely listen to what I'm saying. Because this is a warning for what's coming. It's not going to be peaceful much longer. It's not going to be rah-rah. It's not going to be speeches. It's not going to be down outside saying a Pledge of Allegiance. It's not going to be waving flags. It's going to be real. When you've seen the things that I've seen, I went to war for this country. I've seen the ugliest, dirtiest part of humanity. I've been in combat, and I never want to go back again. But I'm telling you what, I will to save this country. If it has to be against our own citizens, it will happen. And there's a million people like me, and you won't stop us. Open the county. Let our citizens do what they need to do. Let owners of businesses do what they need to do to feed their families. Take the masks off. Quit masking and muzzling your children. The psychological damage you're doing to them is horrible. I've had 6 friends kill themselves since it's happened. Veterans who lost their jobs. How do you feel about being complicit in perpetuating that? The greatest hoax ever perpetuated on the American people. And you're a part of it while wearing your masks. In Shasta County, we're supposed to be red country up here. Not blue country, we're red country up here. You guys know that. I mean, you claim to be conservatives, maybe you're not. Maybe you're liberals, I don't know. But by God, we're Americans. And remember that. Take your masks off. Quit muzzling yourselves. Join us. Fight with us against what's going on in Sacramento. It's a travesty. Thanks.
The
United Nations is now announcing plans to take your children. It's official. It's now happening. We'll cover it when we come back.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
Also known as Michelle Obama, threw down the gauntlet at the DNC, and she said, you think things are bad now? They get a lot worse. You better submit to them. You better bow, or they'll never take the mask off. They'll never let you leave your house again, except that's actually their plan. Submission to them is the end of the world as we know it, officially, and I'm going to lay it out in a moment, but first, here's Big Mike.
Tonight is this. If you think things cannot possibly get worse. Trust me, they can.
Is that a threat?
They will if we don't make a change in this election. If we have any hope of ending this chaos, we have got to vote for Joe Biden like our lives depend on it.
Yeah, your lives do depend on it.
Wow. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Big Mike's telling you he's going to break your kneecaps if you don't do what he says. Big Mike. Heard of Big John, Big Mike, Big Mike, Big Bad Mike. At one point, it went to number one on Twitter yesterday, Joan Rivers' statements about Big Mike. Well, Big Mike's definitely in those videos got a big plastic snake in his pants or something. But let's get serious, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get deadly serious here about the reality of the world. A lot of you that are tuning in right now on radio stations and TV stations around the country to the Alex Jones Show, the show you're not supposed to listen to, the show you're not supposed to tell people about, you're going to say, we've already heard this, we already know this, but it's one thing to know that the UN announced they want this. It's another thing to see them implement every step of what they said they would. In Spain, and in Australia, and now in New Zealand, they are taking children from people's homes who are refusing to be COVID tested when they shut down whole tower blocks, showing that's the weakest point to live in under globalist control is in one of those high-rises, obviously. But they're training the police and locals to accept it, and now we have the newscast, we have the articles, they're on InfoWars.com, where they signed on to a WHO directive, because that's who directs the COVID hoax response, and they are now taking children. They specifically mention children, and they call it a benefit of the UN. Oh, a benefit. Because if they can train you to see men in uniforms taking your children away, they can do anything. It's at InfoWars.com. It's at NewsWars.com. It's at Summit.News. Watson's site. Australia authorities give themselves power to remove children from parents to ensure COVID compliance. And guess what else got announced? At universities all over the United States, and at least five states have now taken their NIH money. And by the way, I already knew all this morning when I saw the article at InfoWars, but I wanted to search and double check. So I began randomly checking Stanford and Harvard and Yale and then lots of sub-colleges, and they all have NIH funding for contact tracing, billions of dollars total, being paid of taxpayer money to Google and Apple and Facebook and Twitter and Microsoft. Bill Gates gets your tax money, and then he calls it philanthropy. And they've announced that to go to college, you will accept an app on your phone that's already there, by the way. 6 months ago, Apple and Google announced that they merged an agreement to have a secret app on all phones you can't remove in the operating system that tracks everywhere you go. It's the social credit score. And they're already doing it, but they want to normalize it. So these colleges are announcing that you cannot leave for the semester. You are a prisoner. And then if you do, your phone will activate and let them know, and you will be expelled and or suspended. University threatens to suspend students who leave 4.5-mile COVID bubble. That's what they call it. And I told you, the plan is dome cities. They're even introducing you the idea to the safe bubbles. This is their words, not mine. It's in my film Endgame that they want to build bubble cities inside cities where you're, quote, safe. It's a cult. See, there's one iron rule of the cult. One iron rule. And it's not that logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. You know, that's part of it. Those are sub-rules. But the big rule is you don't leave the farm. You don't leave the cult without permission. And you don't talk to people unless you got permission. And if your family doesn't go along with it, you can't see them. And now they've got apps to track everything you do and everywhere you go. And China is announcing dome cities. And everyone outside of those dome cities has no freedom, and they've got to pay for the dome cities of those inside. So everyone is rightfully fleeing the cities and trying to get single-parent homes, and the UN is announcing, I have the articles, that we've got to have an initiative to stop the fleeing to the countryside. And they say, don't worry, we've got plans with taxes and regulations to cut people off that are running to the hills. This is literally a technocracy cult of scientists putting us into giant prisons, calling them safe bubbles, and saying you can't leave for 4 months, 5 months, unless you 5 days ahead register on the app and get authorization from the app from the warden as a trustee to leave the prison. And they even have on the apps how you'll be given credits in your social score and discounts at approved businesses at the university that are part of it, but unapproved cannot operate. So it's also the company store, because this is beyond a cult. A cult is the entryway to slavery. When you're on a slave plantation or you're a real old-fashioned sharecropper, you buy your stuff from the company store and you don't leave the plantation unless you got a letter. And if you get caught without that letter, they don't care if you're white or you're black. You're going to get beat up or put in prison. Well, now it's everybody. So no free speech on these colleges. Telling people, oh, no white kids allowed this weekend on campus. It's all absurd sounding. Here, Oz, it's cult control. So overhead shot, please. Video, veteran tells county to take the mask off because it's not going to end peacefully much longer. Australia authorities give themselves power to remove children from parents to ensure COVID compliance. And now they're doing it. We have the newscast. Remember this? Coronavirus WHO official floats removing the infected from their homes to stop the spread. University threatens to suspend students who leave the 4.5-mile COVID bubble. That's the same as wearing an ankle bracelet. It calls your phone. Meanwhile, people are more likely to contact and contract COVID in their home, study finds. Of course, U.S. News and World Report. And now families are fleeing to single-parent homes and to the countryside, and the U.N. says they need to stop it. The U.N. calls for banning it. And you've got to go read this five-year-old, six-year-old article out of The Spectator. I read it this morning. I scanned over. It's like 30 pages long. It's so rich. They go, the insane people like Alex Jones and Senator Ted Cruz believe the U.N. will lock down the rural areas and lock down the cities and have high-tech face-scanning checkpoints and other systems under U.N. control because it said they would. And you read this, and it's all come true now. But the Southern Poverty Law Center says you should have your bank accounts taken and be kicked off the Internet if you believe any of this. And they're doing it on top of that. So they're authoritarians even taking your speech and your bank accounts if you warn the UN's taking over, and now we're under UN control, and now they're rolling it out, and the president's trying to fight it. But see, that's what globalism is. It's counties and cities and states that work with them, called unionization. Schwarzenegger, for 5 years after he was governor, led the global effort for the UN cities project, Strong Cities Project. Yeah. And now you understand. It's all here now. Agenda 2030 is here. You go read that, you'll know what's coming next. And once they collapse everything, they're going to get all the people in the cities organized and in uniforms and told, we're marching out now to take the countryside. That's your job. And then they're going to form up and march on us. I mean, they've got a whole plan. They're 2 years out of they got rid of Trump to having their externalization from the cities, just like the Bolsheviks did in 1919, and starting the invasion of the countryside. Prepare yourself. If we can't hold them here, they're going to take the whole country. It's going to be a long, protracted war. We won't go down like Russia.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For many years about exactly what was going to unfold and exactly what was going to happen. And now exactly what I told you is happening because the globalists have been honest about it. You need me to list the documents? You need me to go over them again? You can go read Operation Lockstep. You can go read Event 201. You can go look at any of this for yourself, or you can go look out your window now and see it. Overhead shot, please. Now, I'm going to play this clip because this says it all. It's a veteran in Shasta County, California. The suicides in America are double what they were ever before. They were 10 times higher than they'd ever been in veterans up until now. Now, that's doubled. So the largest group is veterans killing themselves, and then small business owners after that. The largest group overall is white men, those evil, horrible creatures. They're told they're crap, told they're the problem, so they go out in their car and blow their head off. Cop drove up in Portland and just politely said, hey, you guys hate me, you're calling me a pig, a monster, I'm putting in my resignation, I'll be gone. They started attacking his vehicle. This is the designed fall of society, folks. We have to be wise to it. We have to understand what it is. And that's why I told you that once they start pulling all this, they're going to have rolling blackouts all over the United States where Democrats are in control. And now California has rolling blackouts. They say as they make the switch to green energy. No, it came out in the Ken Lay documents of Enron that they do that to train you to accept not having power so that you'll pay more for it. And that's the whole plan. We're going into feudalism. We're going into serfdom. We're going into slavery. And when you sit here and you normalize what's happening, you think, well, things will just be like in the past. They're going to get better. No, they're not going to get better. That's why Michelle Obama told you they're going to get a lot worse, because they're the ones on record creating the discord. They're the ones on record creating the collapse. They're the ones in all the established publications saying the dollar's dead. America's over. Because they're the ones engineering it. And now you wake up and they're, hey, there's apps on your phones. The university has access to it with the NIH funding it. And I went and looked up the universities that are doing it in Virginia and in Michigan and in California and other states. And guess what? There's Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation education funding, of course. That's how they roll out the Chinese Communist Social Credit Score that was actually designed by big tech here, implemented there, established and set up, and now major universities just like that, snap your fingers, oh, you can't leave for the entire semester. And you got to have the phone on you at all times. And so what it's saying is a phone is mandatory and it's really a tracking device, but it's for COVID. Oh, and it also only gives you approved places you can shop and where you can go on campus. So, of course, next it's going to be less and less where you can go. And, oh, it's 9 o'clock. Now you can't leave your room. And then everyone is told to use the app to spy on people. We're beyond 1984. Just like that. And the United Nations is directing the whole thing. The corporations control it, then they direct it governmentally, and we're inside it. And you go read the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, attacking myself and Glenn Beck and Senator Cruz and others that could read the UN documents and see that everything else UNESCO we signed on to was done. So George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to Agenda 21 in 1992, and it says by 2000 they're going to do all this. That's why Toronto and Berlin and London and San Francisco are all banning the construction of single-family dwellings. Now they're announcing they're going to have new condo designs where you live with other people you don't know in a commune and have like a little shelf you live in with your kids, and you're in a house with other random people that a computer that Facebook runs decides. It's called communist communes. It's called death camps. It's called re-education centers. That's what all the diversity training is. The military having to wear red high heels. All of it. The scientists that make our nuclear weapons sit to three-day conferences to be taught that whiteness is bad. This is an action alert. I don't suggest, I demand, if you want to get the true spirit of liberty going, that you go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and share the article, Veteran Tells County to Take the Mask Off, says it's not going to end peacefully if they keep pushing. Never truer words have been spoken. Please, if you care about your future and want the fighting spirit to win, share this video now. Here it is.
Zapata, I wasn't going to speak. I was asked to speak here, you know, Sheriff, good to see you. I'm telling you guys, you know, I'm pretty appalled at what's going on. You know, at first we sat as concerned citizens and we all wanted to figure out how to best navigate our way through this whole COVID thing, you know. And as we realized that it's not quite as dangerous as we thought it'd be, you know, I was absolutely appalled at the cowardice, you know. And as you're sitting there with your masks on, I don't blame you for wearing masks, because I'd be hiding my face too if I was you for what you're doing. It's absolutely horrendous what you're doing to these people. I'm a business owner, and I'm telling you, our families are starving. You know, you guys can sit here with your jobs, you can sit here and you're going to get paid, you can fall asleep in your chair like that gentleman's doing behind his mask right there, okay? And I'm telling you right now, that right now we're being peaceful. And you better be happy that we're good citizens, that we're peaceful citizens. But it's not going to be peaceful much longer, okay? And this isn't a threat. I'm not a criminal. I've never been a criminal. But I'm telling you, that good citizens are going to turn into real concerned and revolutionary citizens real soon. And nobody else is going to say that. I'm probably the only person that has the balls to say what I'm saying right now. That we're building, we're organizing, and we'll work with law enforcement or without law enforcement. But you won't stop us when time comes, because our families are starving. And if you don't hear the seriousness of my voice, I hope you open your ears and you absolutely listen to what I'm saying. Because this is a warning for what's coming. It's not going to be peaceful much longer. It's not going to be rah-rah. It's not going to be speeches. It's not going to be gathering outside saying a Pledge of Allegiance. It's not going to be waving flags. It's going to be real. When you've seen the things that I've seen, I went to war for this country. I've seen the ugliest, dirtiest part of humanity. I've been in combat, and I never want to go back again. But I'm telling you what, I will to save this country. If it has to be against our own citizens, it will happen. And there's a million people like me, and you won't stop us. Open the county. Let our citizens do what they need to do. Let owners of businesses do what they need to do to feed their families. Take the masks off. Quit masking and muzzling your children. The psychological damage you're doing to them is horrible. I've had 6 friends kill themselves since it's happened. Veterans who lost their jobs. How do you feel about being complicit in perpetuating that? The greatest hoax ever perpetuated on the American people. And you're part of it while wearing your masks. In Shasta County, we're supposed to be red country up here. Not blue country, we're red country up here. You guys know that. I mean, you claim to be conservatives, maybe you're not. Maybe you're liberals, I don't know. But by God, we're Americans. And remember that. Take your masks off. Quit muzzling yourselves. Join us. Fight with us against what's going on in Sacramento. It's a travesty. Thanks.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So she has been chosen because she's part African. And now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen,
We must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people. That the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wednesday, August 19th, the year 2020, 75 days out from the most historic election in world history. And InfoWars was supposed to be off the air, shut down and silenced. But thanks to you, the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners, the activists, your prayers, your word of mouth, your financial support, we now stand in the gap at the critical time when everything we warned of is now coming true. And our credibility, your credibility, goes to triple platinum. And the globalists now face certain defeat. But they're not giving up. They're cornered rats. The good news is there's a mass awakening happening. Resistance is intensifying, not just here, but around the world. And Laura Loomer, they said had no chance of even winning the primary, had more votes, basically, than the other two candidates combined. Unbelievable. President tweeted out, great going, Laura. You have a great chance against a Pelosi puppet. Human Events tweeted, Laura Loomer delivered stunning primary victory in Trump's voting district. TheNationalPulse.com and, of course, the Daily Mail ran with a headline, stunning victory for Laura Loomer, for the American people, for this audience. We've got to get good people in Congress, and she will expose the globalists. She will expose the COVID hoax. She will expose it all. No, she's exhausted, hasn't even slept. Is in big strategy meetings today, hasn't done any interviews, but is giving us one right now over the phone. Laura, thanks for popping in.
Thanks so much for having me, Alex. It's incredible. History was made last night, and, I wish you could have been there to witness it, because we truly did turn cancel culture on its head last night. Everybody who had been canceled, from myself, Miley Annapolis, Roger Stone, Gavin McGinnis, and even Faith Goldie, they were all there on stage. And really, it was just a big middle finger to the cancel culture movement and all these tech tyrants in Silicon Valley who have been trying to silence conservatives. And people said that it couldn't be done. They said that we couldn't win an election while being banned on all social media. They said that it was impossible to win a race or to win a primary while having no Twitter, no Facebook, no Instagram, no PayPal, nothing. But we did it, and now we have sent shockwaves through the nation, Alex. The media is losing their minds. Leftist heads are exploding. I received a phone call last night, an hour before the polls closed, from RNC chairwoman Rona McDaniel, who told me that that I was a political rock star and a change agent for the Republican Party, and that she's looking forward to meeting with me. And you're right, President Trump did tweet a tweet storm last night. He tweeted twice in support of my candidacy, telling me great job, saying it was a huge win last night. And he also retweeted five tweets that other people had posted in support of my candidacy. So, we are 75 days away from the general election, and I'm going to be doing everything in my power to make sure that we flip this seat red, so that come January of next year, I can officially be a member of the United States Congress, Alex.
Can you imagine when you had congressmen shouting you down and people trying to have you arrested and being censored everywhere? They are certainly, the left's not laughing at you now, are they?
No, and some of them actually are a little bit. I mean, they're trying to say that it's a qualifier, right? So now what they're doing is they laughed at me when I ran for Congress, saying, ha, 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 you can't win. You were banned from social media. And now the mode of attack is, oh, my God, she won. She's banned from social media. As if being banned from social media is a qualifier for me to be.
Oh, exactly. They're always like Jones and Loomer have been found to be involved in hate speech, so they're banned. Like the censorship is a good thing and a sign of some conviction in a court. And now they're saying President Trump, who's had his tweets blocked, is bad as well. Exactly.
Yeah, and look, there's no ignoring this. And you and I are arguably two of the most high-profile people in this country, along with everybody who was on stage with me last night, Milo, Gavin, Roger, myself, and you. We are all together the most high-profile cases of the deplatforming movement in this country. Of course, there's many others like Tommy Robinson abroad and others who have been deplatformed, like Faith Goldie herself. But we now have a seat at the table, and they can no longer ignore the issue of tech censorship. And like I said, I got a personal phone call last night from the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. Okay, the head of the Republican Party of Florida called me this morning to tell me that they are fully on board with my candidacy and that they will be supporting me, and they asked me to let them know anything I need. And so you better believe, Alex, that I am going to make it a pressing matter, especially when hopefully President Trump returns to the Mar-a-Lago district and I'm able to have hopefully a sit-down meeting with him. I'm going to make it of the utmost importance and ask that the Republicans really take this issue seriously, because big tech social media censorship, big tech tyranny is the biggest threat we have facing our country and free and fair elections. It is the most egregious form of election interference. Big tech has done more election interference just in my cycle alone than the Russians ever could have done.
Oh, I absolutely agree. And boy, are they upset. And boy, do you look great and sound great. I know Roger Stone was there. I know he's helpful with the campaign. He seemed really excited.
Yeah, and, we have a lot of footage, obviously. And last night, the event ended really late. We didn't finish the party till about 11. And then we had a little bit of an after party till about 2 o'clock in the morning. And so we have a ton of footage. We have so many photos, and I will be sure to be sending those to you. Like I said before, this is my first interview I've done since winning my election last night, Alex. And you know, I'm just so thankful to you. I'm so thankful to the InfoWars audience. The other night when I was on your show, they helped me raise an additional $40,000. And I hope that we can do that again, because we're going to need to raise millions of dollars, Alex, going into this election. And we are going to destroy cancel culture once and for all. We are going to cancel culture, and we are going to prove to America that there is no such thing as hate speech. There is no such thing as having a wrong opinion. And that here in the United States of America, it is the American people who will decide election winners and losers, not the big tech tyrants in Silicon Valley.
Well, you know, I admire you because not just your ideas and policies are good in line with what I think America's all about. But you've gone through the same fire. You haven't backed down. You persevered. I really want to thank the audience for supporting you and supporting all of us together. It's going to take blood, sweat, and tears and money to take America back. I think people finally get we're in a real existential war. But in closing, before you pop back in with us tomorrow for more strategy, once you've had those meetings and tell us what we can do from your perspective, which we respect, the idea that Trump's endorsing you, the idea that the RNC gets it, they're going to ignore all the lies. They know going with a populist firebrand, conservatism, nationalism is what people want. And it shows that Trump is ignoring Brad Parscales and all the wimps more and more, not trying to be mean, and is getting hardcore. This is a good sign for the president 75 days in to not be pussyfooting around, but to really get behind you. That shows they understand what's happening.
Yeah. And look, you know, I know that a lot of people can't say things publicly, but I would say that all of President Trump's campaign and his senior advisors have been very gracious and supportive of me. I know that Brad Parscale is a fan of mine. Katrina Pearson is a fan of mine. And now President Trump, of course, has openly expressed his support of me. And so you're right. Look, it's not like I have skeletons in my closet to hide. What you see is what you get, Alex. And what are they going to do? They call me an Islamophobe. Okay, yeah, people know that I've said factual statements about Islam and Islamic terrorism that the mainstream media and the radical left don't want to accept. These are the same anti-American, anti-Jewish, anti-Christian, you know, jihadist-loving communists who were perfectly fine with Linda Sarsour being on a phone call at the DNC with Joe Biden last night, you know, as one of his key political advisors, a woman who has called for jihad against the president of the United States, a woman who has said that her mentor is one of the co-conspirators in the 9/11 bombings, okay? A woman who has said that Jewish people shouldn't be humanized in this
country. Well, that's what, and I want to like Brad, too. I want to like Brad, too, so I don't want to put him down, but all I'm saying is, as much as you're demonized, the Republicans shouldn't run away from good people that are demonized. It's all lies. Right. What you're saying is true, and the fact that they're embracing you is beautiful, and so that's
exactly.
Great.
And that's my point, though, is that the people who are attacking the Republicans from embracing me, and believe it, CNN is out there this morning, you know, the Washington Post, that Reason just came out with an article that said that the GOP should shun me. Look, when they decide to shun the jihadists and the anti-American communists in their own party, maybe we can have a conversation. But it is time to fight fire with fire, and it is time for people to grow a pair of balls, to start embracing the freedom fighters, people like me and you and Milo and Gavin McGinnis and Roger and others, people who have put their lives on the line for this country to fight and protect our First Amendment rights.
Laura, you are on fire.
It's a new Republican Party. It is a new Republican Party, and that is what Ronna McDaniel told me last night. She said that you are going to be a change agent in the Republican Party, and that is what I am, and that is what I plan to be.
It shows that you're a masthead. That they are endorsing your spirit, which I endorse as well. Beautiful. Laura Loomer, thank you. We'll talk tomorrow.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Yusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Going to get released when he did get elected. Now, I know Laura Loomer. I've known her a long time. She's a great lady. She has a lot of passion. She's pro-America. She's pro-freedom. And they've demonized her because they fear her. And they want to put forward all these horrible radicals that say abolish all the police. Communism. America was never great. It'll never be great. And the way they try to then all get together at CNN, MSNBC, all of them, and act like she's bad for things she says that Ronald Reagan would totally agree with. And Ronald Reagan was pretty liberal compared to some Republicans, but at least he was pro-America. At least some Republicans in his day. But he understood the UN, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR were taking sovereignty. He spoke out against it when he was running for president. But Laura Loomer understands all of that. And the fact that the Republicans are saying that she is a bellwether, that she's a change agent, that she's an archetype, I didn't talk to Laura today. I sent her a text and said, can you come on? She said, well, I'm doing strategy, no other interviews, but I'll do tomorrow. And later she said, yes, I can do it. We didn't talk about she's a change agent. She's a bellwether. She's a lightning rod. She's the archetype of the Republicans stopping being wimps. And Trump a few months ago saying, we're not doing this wimpy route anymore. I'm going with my instincts, hardcore nationalist populism. I saw that. And Laura comes on and goes, yeah, that's exactly what they just said to me, because you can see it. I don't need to talk to Trump to know what he's up to. We're simpatico, and he's getting back on the right track right now, and that's a good thing. Laura, is that what you were trying to get at? Because this is so exciting. That's A, and then B, Jack, at Twitter, you are a official nominee of the Republican Party in one of the most important districts in the country, the president's district. You better damn well be giving your Twitter back right now. So tell us what's coming next.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was trying to say. And what I was saying and what I want people to know is Ron McDaniel is right when she says that I'm going to be a change agent for the party. Because, look, there's no more of this dancing around for the sake of appeasing the left and people worrying about optics. You know, Alex, I was told, and I'm just going to share this with you, and I haven't told you this yet, but you and I have been friends for many years now. I have a lot of respect for you. I admire you. I have been told by people, if you want to succeed in the – if you want to win your Republican primary, you cannot – if you want to win your Republican primary, you cannot go on InfoWars. But you want to know what? I said, screw you. Alex Jones is my friend. He's a freedom fighter.
You know, Laura, that's powerful what you're saying, but your phone was totally clear until you got to that. Repeat, you were told not to talk to who? Start over.
I was told that if I wanted to win my race and if I wanted to have success in my Republican nomination and win the primary in Florida's 21st district, that I could never do InfoWars again and that I could not speak to you because they say that you are toxic, just like they say about me. And I said, screw you, okay? Alex Jones is a freedom fighter. He's a patriot. He's fighting for the First Amendment. And I am never going to, sideline any of my friends or any of the people I know for the sake of optics. We are changing the Republican Party, and we are going to force them to come to the table and have a discussion with freedom fighters like you, like Gavin McGinnis, like Milo, and like other people in this country who have been completely silenced and banned because we were the people who led the culture revolution in 2016 when President Trump was nominated and elected. Okay, President Trump went on InfoWars, and he told you that you were amazing. We were the people who were responsible for helping President Trump get elected, and we energize the grassroots base, and that's what the Republican Party is missing now, and that is what they need to return to if they want to secure Trump's victory in 2020. It is not the elite, it is not the establishment in D.C. that has President Trump's best interest and got him elected. It is we, the people, the freedom fighters, the grassroots, and the so-called provocateurs who they have sidelined for the last 4 years. And so I'm going to make it my priority to make sure that I provide a voice for everybody who has been silenced, everybody who has been banned, and I'm going to force this issue to the forefront of the Republican Party ticket this election cycle because we can no longer allow for the radical left in this country to destroy freedom of expression because it is the underpin of Western civilization and the First Amendment and freedom of speech is what makes this country great. And so you have my word, Alex. I don't care what people say. I don't care how controversial they may think you are. Hell, they're already using you today to attack me in the press, you know, talking about all of these, so-called conspiracy theories that are really just factual stories that you and I have been ahead of the curve on for years. But I don't care. We're doing things my way. It's the right way, clearly, because I won my nomination last night. And we are going to flip this seat in November and send shockwaves.
Well, let's talk about that. You had a whole bunch of people. They flooded it trying to beat you. And you just, I was looking at like all the other candidates together didn't get as many votes as you, did they?
No, they didn't. And what's funny is that 48 hours before the election, CBS News, they published election results saying that the election was already called, that there was 100% reporting. The CBS 12 station did. And they said, I got 2% of the vote. So they were intentionally trying to lie. And there were supporters of mine who were calling the news station and they got the receptionist on the phone who admitted at the news desk, oh, yeah, they said they intentionally did that in the newsroom because they wanted to screw Laura Loomer over and ruin her chances of winning. So they're pushing out fake information. They're suppressing voters. They're banning me at Xfinity Comcast from sending out fundraising and text messages. I'm the only deplatformed candidate for Congress. And now it's going to be very interesting because single-handedly, as the Republican nominee for Florida's 21st district, I have presented on a silver platter to the DOJ a perfect criminal case to prosecute Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg for committing perjury because now they are actually guilty of committing election interference because they are suppressing the Republican nominee in the president's home district of Florida 21. And they testified under oath, Alex, you and I both know, they testified under oath and said that they are not committing political election interference and that they do not censor political speech. And so it's going to be very interesting today to see how Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg respond to my election victory. I guarantee you that there's a severe nausea and indigestion taking place in these offices in Silicon Valley today. But You know, I made a promise. I made a promise to the people when I filed to run for Congress, and we are going to go to Washington. We are going to break big tech up. And not only am I going to be the worst nightmare for the radical left, but we are providing firepower and reinforcements to President Trump and this Republican Party. And mark my words, I'm going to be Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg's worst nightmare, Alex. They don't know what's coming their way.
Well, Laura, you're always on fire, but my gosh, you are just the most eloquent orator ever, and you're always a pretty lady, but you looked like radiant up on the stage last night. Am I wrong that you just feel like you've hit your second wind and are energized?
Yeah, look, this really energizes me, and, you know, I am energized, and I get my energy. I'm running on adrenaline right now. I don't sleep, Alex. You know me. I'm always working. I barely sleep. But for me, you know, fighting for the American people, and you could just feel the energy in the room last night, so much so that you were one of few people who said it was radiating out of my skin. I mean, just seeing so many people, you know, be inspired and have a renewed sense of hope. And it was just so beautiful to have, you know, the entire cancel culture cool kids club basically on stage at my event, giving the middle finger to the establishment and cancel culture and saying, you thought that you could silence us, you thought that you could keep us down, but look at us now.
And you're literally the answer to the Ilhan Omars and all these other nightmare people that talk about all this. And again, if we don't want to live under a UN world government tyranny, we've got to elect good people to understand we can fight back. We're promoting freedom. And the key, what you said is, they try to make us run away from Trump with exaggerated, twisted, edited things. They try to make us run away from you and from me because we're the populist. We're telling the truth. We'll defeat the globalists. People need to run towards what's being attacked, not away from it. And the mainstream media is losing their will. They're losing their control over our minds. That's why they launched this whole COVID hysteria, was to try to get control of us one more time.
Exactly.
But their system is going to fail.
Yeah, look, their system is going to fail, and that's why they silenced us, is because they know that we are more effective and that they would not be able to win or even have success for the Democrat Party in this reelection year if we were still around, Alex. And that's why they silenced us, because President Trump was never supposed to win. They thought they had it in the bag. But it was thanks to people like me and you and Milo and others who basically terrorized the Clinton campaign. You know, I did so with my undercover videos with Project Veritas. You did so with your Bill Clinton is a rapist. You know, your incredible.
Well, that's why they hate us. We're not bragging, but people don't know that you and Veritas, you're one of their top people. And our listeners, we savaged the Democrats and held them down and destroyed their lives in that last 6 months, particularly in 2016. That's why they hate us so much.
Yeah, that is. And it was all led by you. I mean, you had people all across. And that's really, I owe a lot of my career to you as well. Not only James O'Keefe, but when I left Project Veritas, it was InfoWars. And it was you who gave me a platform to really expand my Loomer videos and my Loomer brand. And, you know, when I was an InfoWars commentator.
Laura, let me stay there. I know you said you had more time for us, but I want you to get to your strategy meetings and be able to pop back in tomorrow with the strategy and what the troops can do. But do 5 more minutes with us about finishing, about the spirit of perseverance and victory. And then I'm going to get into so many huge issues. Folks, the UN is announcing children will be taken from their parents under COVID-19, and universities are announcing a universal social credit score on your phone. It's all official. It's all happening now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Well, we're 6 months into the COVID-19.